Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. My name is Lisa Yard, graduate of the Faculty of Humanities and Education at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, August 21st, 1951, the Barbados Advocate informed its readers that the dispute between the Barbados Workers' Union and the management of Johnson and Redmond Bakeries had been settled. Both parties were instructed to return to the bargaining table to discuss the matter. The dispute at the bakery centered around the payment of wages to bakers for work performed on Sundays. According to the advocate, the matter raised its head on July 20, 1951, when the management of Johnson and Redmond told the bakers that he understood they were not going to work on Sundays at the usual rate and asked whether the information was correct. The bakers did not reply, but stated to the foreman their intention of working on Sundays. On Sunday, July 22nd, the bakery prepared 20 bags of flour for baking. On realizing that they would be paid the usual rates for Sunday, some men declined to work. Management, eager to have the work performed, gave them 10 minutes to make a decision. Some decided to work, while others refused. With the dough already prepared, the management of Johnson and Redmond took the decision to secure the services of bakers outside of the company. On Monday, July 23rd, those bakers who had declined to work the previous day turned up to work but were turned away by management of the bakery, who explained that their places had already been filled by other bakers whom he had given an assurance of continued employment. This led to the direct intervention of the Barbados Workers' Union, who called the bakery to discuss the matter, but due to the pressure of business, no meeting could be arranged. Later that week, the union did have a meeting with the management of Johnson and Redmond, but no agreement could be reached. The Barbados Workers' Union informed the management of the bakery by letter that it would take the strongest possible method to have the affected bakers reinstated, with copies of the letter sent to the Labour Commission and the Shipping and Mercantile Association. That same day, the Shipping and Mercantile Association informed the union that it had received a message from the stevedore laborers that it would not handle any cargo consigned to Johnson and Redmond, C.F. Harrison and Company, and J.N. Goddard and Sons Limited. The situation threatening to get out of hand, the labor commissioner intervened, holding separate meetings with the disputing parties and a joint meeting with all parties. It was agreed that the disputing parties would return to the table to reach a final agreement.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.